You know, I knew this was going to happen. I'm going to have to do this all over again now. Here we go.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Here it is, May 1st, and I've already made my mistake for the month, Niles Gens.
Oh, I thought it was your one for the year, I thought. Might as well get it out of the way.
Niles Gens in studio with us, Gens Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z. GensFinancial.com. The merry month of May is with us, and I bet you probably have some workshops coming up, don't you?
Yeah, actually we do. We have one tonight at the St. Cloud Library, sold out, full up. I actually had to, this is an overflow crowd from an overflow crowd.
Right.
That makes sense. And then the one tonight is full, like I said, at the St. Cloud Library. But there's an overflow of an overflow of an overflow in June.
Gotcha. Okay? Yeah.
That makes sense. So 320-258-3688, Kevin's put it on a Social Security workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Overflow, we're supposed to only have two workshops for that topic.
Mm-hmm.
There's now five.
Right.
So very well attended. So Q&A on Social Security, sold out tonight. Next one's in June. The regular workshops towards the tail end of the month, the 29th of May at the Holiday Inn. We do cover Social Security at that event also. And then we also cover topics such as rising inflation. Bob, did you realize 2 weeks ago your government told us that inflation didn't go away, that it's actually still here?
You know,
did you not realize that, Bob?
Thank you for bringing that up, government. oddly enough, yeah, I've been to the grocery store. I've been to the gas store. I've been to every store that you can find in. Yeah, you're paying more for less, aren't we?
Yeah, everything keeps going up. So, yeah, the inflation is still here. Stock market volatility. We're going to talk about the stock market here shortly.
You bet.
IRA, 401k, mutual funds, what are the options if you recently left your employer? Tax reduction strategies, IRA withdrawals, how and when to take out of your tax-qualified retirement plans. Retirement income. Are you going to have enough in retirement to make ends meet every month and to enjoy life? And last but not least, the old Secure Act 2.0, how the updated legislation could turn your IRA into a tax burden for your beneficiaries. So that'd be the 29th. The very next day, which would be the 30th, if my calendar still works, at the old Brick House, same program. So the 29th at the Holiday Inn, the 30th at the old Brick House, the very next night, same topics. And then Roger's going to do a couple of them down in the Elk River Otsego area in June, but you can catch those on our website also, okay? So, again, good topics. You do have to RSVP. You just can't show up. 320-258-3688.
All right.
So, Bob, you better get ready to take off your shoes here
exactly.
Pretty quick.
All right.
You're going to need all your
appendix, all the digits.
All your digits. So, this is hypothetical. We're going to pretend.
Okay.
Fair?
Yep.
So let's say you have $100,000 in a retirement account.
Okay.
And the stock market has a correction, we'll call it, of minus 10.
Okay.
So now you have $100,000, just went down to $90,000. Okay, just keep things simple here.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, most people would say, well, if I made 10% the next year, I'll be back to my 100.
Close.
No. 10% on 90,000 is 9,000, so you're back at 99,000, okay?
Right.
So you to cover a 10% loss, you need to have a gain of a little over 11%. Probably not out of the imagination there. But what if you had a 30% loss like we had back in 07, 08, 09 area? So a 30% loss, you're going to have a 42.86% gain to make up where you were at before. So Bob, when was the last time the market went up 42% in 1 year?
Gosh, let me think. Never?
Never is right. So if you go 35% down, now the numbers really start getting bigger. So if you had a 35% correction or downturn in the market, I should say, you have to gain 53.85% to make up the ground you lost. So we're not even going to take into consideration here fees. Please keep in mind that you pay fees all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When the market's going up, you're paying fees. You probably don't mind. But if the market goes down 25, 30, 35%, hypothetically, you're still paying your fees.
Mm-hmm.
So figuring the fees in there, if you lost 35%, say your fees were 2-ish percent, so now you're down 37%, mm-hmm. you have to make about 60% rate of return to make up where you left off. So somebody said, well, I've done that before. I've made up lost ground. But now we're talking a different phase in your life. One, if you're 60, 65-ish, and that happens to you.
Yeah.
You might not be able to retire, or retirement is not going to be what you anticipated it to be.
You may have found the reason to work 5 more years.
That's right. So, but the key here is to work with a financial planning firm that takes in consideration the potential losses that, I can't say might occur, will occur. The stock market always has corrections.
Can I ask you just a quick question?
Sure.
When people lose money mm-hmm. in the stock market, there are people that are making money, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's the key.
That's the key, okay? So again, please keep in mind, if somebody wants this worksheet that we just went over, we have these in a PDF at the office.
Yeah.
So just give me a holler at the office, 320-258-3688. Obviously, I don't answer the phone.
Right.
Too often. So if the staff answers the phones, say, could you give Niles a message for me, please? We'd like to have that understanding the arithmetic of loss sheet.
Yeah.
Give us your email and I'll send it out to you.
Last week, mm-hmm. we touched on something, the rule of 72, mm-hmm. and we also touched on compound interest.
Right.
Sometime, I would like to talk about that a little bit more in depth. I know you've got stuff that's on your plate right now.
Yep. Well, my favorite daughter, Natalie's listening today, okay. who gives me notes for the radio show.
Yeah.
So I'll have Natalie get us some arithmetic stuff to work on.
Well, it's so important because while you're talking about understanding the arithmetic of loss, there is a way, you know, to be planning for better things, right. and those are two tools.
Right. Compounding interest, if your grandkids or your kids or if you don't understand it,
yeah.
please take your calculator out, take your cell phone, just type in compound interest and yeah. start reading.
Yeah.
The key to anybody who's made any money, you know, these multimillionaires, multibillionaires that are out there, they understand, in common folks like you and I,
yeah.
you have to understand compound interest.
Right.
If you don't understand it, look at your mortgage. You know, you take out a $200,000 mortgage, the house is going to cost you $350,000 when it's all said and
Absolutely.
Done. That's called compound interest, okay?
Yep.
So again, you have to understand it and use it to your advantage, okay? So I'm going to test your memory now big time.
Uh-oh.
You are a couple, 3 years older than me.
I am.
Or a little more. Do you remember May Day as a grade school kid?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So great. I remember it. I don't remember it past, I think, third or fourth grade is when you find you're too cool to do it after that.
Dixie cups, pipe cleaners. You punch a hole in either side of the Dixie cup, make yep. a little pipe cleaner handle, yep. fill the thing up with candy, and then you bring it to somebody.
Yep. Or you bring a little plant to your teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if you went May Day to any of our grandkids, they would thought we have a screw loose.
Probably.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, so kids nowadays, I don't think know what May Day is.
We did it with our children.
You did.
And my daughters still do it with their children.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think any, I could be wrong. I'm sure Natalie, Niles, and Nick are going to correct me if we don't, I don't think they do May Day.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyhow, so let's talk about May Day.
May Day.
May Day is today, May 1st, when we're recording this show. So it celebrates the return of spring.
Right.
So what are the origins of May Day? Did you know that May Day has its roots in astronomy?
Okay. I did not.
Traditionally, is a halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice.
Okay.
Okay. In ancient times, this was the Celtic cross-quarter days, which marked the midway points between the four solstices and equinoxes of the years.
Okay.
As with many early holidays, May Day was rooted in agriculture. Springtime festivities filled with song and dance celebrated the sown seeds starting to sprout. Cattle were driven to the pastures, special bonfires were lit, and doors of houses as well as livestock were decorated with yellow May flowers. Okay, in the Middle Ages, the Gaelic, how you pronounce
yep,
that,
yep.
people celebrated with the festival of Beltane. Beltane means day of fire. People created large bonfires and danced that night to celebrate. I would wager to bet, Bob, if you drive around the central Minnesota today, you will not see any May bonfires.
Probably not. Maybe not even any maypoles.
No, not even, maypole is here, too. So there's a maypole dance. I never heard of such a thing growing up.
Oh, yeah, they do the streamers and all that. They run around the pole. And
really?
Yeah.
That part of southwestern Minnesota where you grew up, a little more celebratory people than us.
Always have a reason to do something.
I suppose.
Right?
Well, there's nothing else to do.
That's exactly right.
So make a May basket. Ever heard of May baskets?
Sure.
People would leave a paper basket or cone containing spring flowers and sweets in each other's doorsteps, usually anonymously. So again, we're not going to spend much more time on that, but 10 ways to celebrate May Day. We'll go over these kind of quickly because we have more important stuff to talk about than this.
All right.
Among the many superstitions associated with May Day was the belief that washing the face with the dew in the morning, May 1, will beautify the skin and bring good luck.
So you go out and you rub your hands in the grass.
Yeah.
You get the dew off the grass and you wash your face with that. I'm not trying that. I
was going to make a suggestion about on May 1. Nice people in Britain welcome spring by bringing in the May or gathering cuttings of flowering trees for their homes, bringing branches off. I can't pronounce a lot. Magnolias, rebuds, lilacs. Lilacs aren't even budding. Our lilacs aren't doing nothing yet. Barely got leaves on them. Make the May basket of flowers. Get the kids involved. May 1 in Hawaii is called Lay Day.
Lay Day. Okay. Sure. That makes sense.
Number 5, kids will go barefoot on May Day for the first time. My grandkids go barefoot all the time.
It's not the truth.
Even the wintertime. In parts of Ireland, people make a May bush. Typically, this is a thorn bush or a branch decorated with flowers and ribbons. Beekeepers traditionally move bees on May 1. Fishermen expect to catch fish on May 1st. I got the Minnesota opener here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Week and a half, I should say. Traditionally, farmers planted turnips on this day. We never planted any.
Way too early.
And then the Kentucky Derby is this weekend.
Absolutely. I love the Derby.
Yeah. I sometimes forget that it's on. But
yes.
I remember Secretariat when we were kids.
You watch that movie.
Yeah.
You will be moved to tears.
Yeah. His heart was the size of a basketball.
Yeah.
That's why he could, do to what that horse
that
did.
That horse got faster and faster every time, every lap.
Yep.
That's never happened before.
Yep. So anyhow, that's enough with May Day stuff. But happy May Day, everybody out there. Be safe. And we're getting some good rain here. Hopefully, the rain can hold off now for a couple of weeks so the farmers can get their crops in the ground. Back home where I'm from, southwestern Minnesota, corn has been in the ground now for better part of a week, week and a half, not popping up yet because it's too cold, but it will.
By the way, they do May Day at the Natalie household.
Really?
She just sent me a text and said, hey, we do it. They celebrate.
Maybe someday I'll be invited to the house on May Day.
Well, you're always working.
Yeah. So ease on down the road to retirement. Bob, we talk about this quite often, but I think it's more than worthwhile to bring up.
Yeah.
So Denise, my longtime assistant, and I had a conversation yesterday afternoon. When is Niles going to slow down? Well, first off, I reminded her, and she already obviously knew this, I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem being in the office by 6:30 in the morning, and I have no problem being there 6:30 at night.
Right. Okay?
And work all the way through. You know, Helene usually sends a sandwich for lunch, grab that quick, and as farmers, we're taught to eat a sandwich in two bites, and it's gone.
Is that why I do that?
Yes.
Drives Cat crazy.
Yeah, take a sandwich more than twice to your mouth, you're wasting time.
True.
That's how we were brought up anyhow. So let's talk about phasing into retirement, okay? So phasing in, I think it's a very opportune time for people to be able to phase into retirement because the labor shortage we have going on, okay? Every employer, including ourselves, Gens Financial, we're looking for another office assistant.
Still.
Been looking for months.
Yeah.
And we need somebody to come on board to help Denise, Natalie, Niles Jr., Kevin, and me run Gens Financial.
You know, so, if you're the right person, this is a great gig.
So we are looking for somebody who's computer literate, not a computer expert, because we have our own systems you have to learn how to use.
Yeah.
But somebody who's bubbly, friendly, likes working with people, that type of thing. Okay. But now we regressed. So phasing into retirement is becoming more increasingly popular.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I've already had the conversations with Denise, or then Denise is too young yet to do this. But down the road, when Denise gets older, I'd have no problem her working 2-3 days a week.
Right.
Because what she can accomplish in 2 days, for an example, would take a new employee a week or better.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm sure I'm not the only employer out there that has those thoughts. But as employees, if I'm working for a company such as the Layton Broadcasting Company, yep. for an example, I'm sure Bob Layton would be very interested in people who would want to work part-time there towards their golden years, I guess
sure.
I could call
you
it.
Bet.
So you do that for health insurance reasons.
Right.
Okay. You would do it to delay taking Social Security, build that up bigger. You would also work longer to build up your 401k if your company has a 401k program.
Right.
Plus, it gives you something to do. One of the things that I talk to clients once they're retired, I visit with them, you know, before they retire, obviously, to get them ready. But then we also have what's called a follow-up retirement meeting 6 months down the road. So, Bob, if you're a client of ours, I'd call you up 6 months after you retired. Hey, Bob, how's it going? Most men will go, boy, yeah, I'm bored. Because they had that routine of, such as yourself,
sure.
getting here at 4:30, quarter to 5 in the morning, whenever you get here. And you're used to being here till 11 o'clock or so, that type of thing.
You're used to doing the thing that you were born to do.
Yep. So be very, very careful, especially men out there, that you have a plan to phase into retirement and don't go cold turkey. Going cold turkey means Friday's your last day. You're going to pick up your last paycheck or get EFT'd into your checking account. Yeah. And Monday, you got nothing to do.
I'm not going to lie, Niles. It scares the heck out of me.
It scares the hell out. scares me, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what have I been doing for 44 years?
I have no other skills.
I got no talent.
I can push a lawnmower.
Well, yeah, maybe. I can sit on the. I prefer to sit on the
sure,
lawnmower.
Okay? Sure.
Mowed lawn for the first time last night.
We're going to do that tonight.
I could have baled it behind me, I think.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, it was thick. You know, when you put down that fertilizer, something happens after mm-hmm. it rains.
That's true. True enough.
This is so thick. So, different forms of flexible retirement. Nearly two-thirds of large employers have helped their workers come with a plan for phased retirement, according to Principal Financial, which is a large company out of Des Moines. But smaller companies are less likely to allow the arrangement. If you work for a company that's willing to consider it, you may have a better shot at getting the terms you want if you approach the manager well before scaling back.
Right.
So your boss or your manager probably knows that you're in your 60s.
Yeah.
That's kind of a captain obvious.
True.
But they probably have in the back of your mind or their mind that Bob eventually is going to come up to Bob Layton here at Layton Broadcasting and say, I would really like to cut back. They already know that conversation's coming.
Because I don't think they can ask you that question now can they?
No.
So you need to approach them.
Yep.
Okay.
So you need to go to your boss and say, you know, I'm 60-ish years old. I'm in my late 50s. I've been here a long time. I feel I still want to work here, but I feel I can work 25 hours a week or 30 hours a week and get as much accomplished. I realize that my pay scale might be cut back somewhat.
Sure.
Accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay. You also might look at two employees that are roughly the same age. Maybe they job share type thing.
So if you're leading this charge, talking to your boss, and there's going to be now, there's two reasons for this. To give they like to plan also
sure.
for this.
Sure.
But if you're going to have to take a cut in your pay, you need to plan for that also.
Yeah.
Right? You have to have your ducks in a row. So you got to think about this.
Yeah, you got to know, you got to readjust your budget. Okay. So have a plan in mind before you speak to your boss.
Right.
Even have it written down on a notepad and maybe practice a little bit what you're going to say,
mm-hmm.
But willing to listen to what the boss says. The boss might offer you a better deal than what you're looking for.
Yeah. So do that carefully.
Yeah. Be careful what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get an example. I met with a client yesterday morning. Don and his wife, Joan, have been clients north of 30 years.
Okay.
Okay. So, and Don's been in the construction, building houses, remodeling houses.
Yeah.
So, and just Don came in yesterday. So I looked at Don, I said, you know, I knew how old he is, but he's got to play the game.
Yeah.
Don, how old are you getting to be? Well, I'm 87. Hey, you're still working, aren't you? Yep.
Wow.
What kind of product? Yep, remodeling the kitchen, bathroom. I got two new decks I'm putting up yet this summer.
You know how smart that guy is?
Yeah, and he goes, I feel like I'm in my 40s.
Good for him.
And he looks like he's in his 40s.
Amen.
Okay, so does he have to work?
No.
Okay, But here's a guy that he's not building whole houses anymore.
Right.
That's a major.
He's cut back to major remodeling.
Yeah. But he picks up these jobs when he wants to give him something to do.
Right.
And there's no time frame put on him. Like when you build a new house, 90 days they want it done.
Yeah.
So he might say, I'll remodel your bathroom, but it might take me a week longer than usual.
And I bet he charges less because he works slower. I know guys that do that.
Yes, yes. Okay. So again, so if your boss, kind of look at the history of where you work.
Right.
If there's people that are semi-retired before you, if there was part-time former employers, people used to work there and now have cut back.
Yeah.
It probably tells you, oh, if they do allow it, but don't assume they allow it. You need to go talk to your boss.
And here's the weirdest thing about talking about your boss and having a conversation with your boss, Niles. When you were a kid, no, you've always been your own boss, though.
Yep.
For the most part, or your dad, right?
Yep.
So I know people that don't talk to their boss on a regular basis, and it scares them. I could never do that. Every boss I've ever had, we've always been able to have a conversation back and forth about anything.
Yeah, our company's a little bit different.
Yeah. You
know, Denise has been with me 17 and a half years.
Sure.
So I can talk, we talked about anything.
Absolutely.
Okay? Natalie and Niles are two of our kids.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been talking to them since they were born.
Sure.
Okay. But we run an open door policy.
Yeah.
Okay. And I tell staff, you just can't come in the office in between appointments and start talking about stuff.
Uh-huh.
You got to get on the calendar.
Right.
So if you wanted to see me at Thursday at 2:00, put it on the calendar and then you talk about it. Okay. Get it scheduled. Okay?
I wonder if there would be like an HR person that might be the buffer zone there.
Bigger companies have our HR people.
Right.
They are buffered from you to the boss.
But still, so, not being able to yak with your boss. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, one of our daughter-in-laws works at HR at Third Street Brewery to Cold Spring.
Yeah.
And loves it.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, work with your employer. See if they will work a part-time with you. So also what some people do, and I'm okay with this, maybe take off a month or two.
For vacation.
Go on vacation. Maybe have some PTO.
I think.
Pay time off. Yeah, dude.
Let's talk about this when we come back, shall we?
Well, you're playing me that music.
Very
Sorry
good.
About that.
Very good. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Their website, gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. 258-3688 is their phone number. Niles Gens is in studio with us. Gens Financial Services online, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Phone number 320-258-3688. Workshops, oh my gosh, folks, you'd better get on the docket.
Yeah, so tonight being May 1st, and we're doing this show, is sold out, full up, can't take any more people.
Okay.
This is an overflow of an overflow. Another overflow. So this is a Social Security topic, by the way.
Right.
So this one is overflowed, full up tonight. No more RSVPs. It's going to happen in June. In June 4th, I believe. Yeah, June 4th is the next overflow of an overflow.
Okay.
So 320-258-3688 if you want to come to the June workshop. Just on Social Security. That's all it's talked about.
Right.
But the regular workshops that we've done for years. First one available here in the St. Cloud area is the 29th of May at the Holiday Inn. And the very next night at the old brick house here at downtown St. Cloud on May 30th. So all that stuff's on our website, Gents, G-E-N-T-Z, financial.com. We all should have ready within a few weeks, I should be saying, our workshop on video. So if you're unable to attend because it just doesn't work in your schedule, you'll be able to call the office at 320-258-3688. I'll get you on a list. And once that video is available, we'll give you a holler. Go to our website. You put a certain code in on a certain button you got to push.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can watch the presentation on your smart device or your PC or laptop or whatever.
Sure.
So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. It was filmed by a company here in St. Cloud. I forgot their name, but I got to remember their name. But it had three cameras, microphones, the whole. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're talking now today about phasing into retirement. So some advantages to phasing in economically. You can preserve your retirement savings. You don't have to dip into your 401k. because you use an income. Also allows you to put more money into your 401k. It allows you to delay taking Social Security, increase lifetime income by delaying your Social Security payments.
Mm-hmm.
When we have these Social Security events like Kevin is hosting tonight, there's going to be a lot of people in the room. The room to the far right of the library there is full.
Yeah.
Okay. There's not an empty chair in the place. Let's say there's 50 people in the room.
Yeah.
There's going to be 50 opinions in that room.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's situation is different. Okay. That's why it's very important that you sit down with us to look at your particular Social Security situation. Some people make sense to take it at 62.
Yeah.
Some people 65, 66, 64. Pick a number.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's situation is going to be different.
But before you pick that number, folks, you have to live with that number. I mean, when you retire, there's no do-overs
No do-over. So also, if you can delay Social Security, you possibly could get bigger Social Security check.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, if you go part-time, Social Security is figured on your highest 35 years of earnings.
Right.
So if you cut back and work less, and that let's say you work 3-4 more years, and you work part-time, those years might not go into the formula for the top 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just get your Social Security statement and figure it out, okay? But again, delaying Social Security, you get the automatic 8% raise every year by not taking it.
Yep.
Health insurance, for those of you that are in your early 60s, late 50s, if you've not priced out health insurance lately, make sure when you open up the bid or the quote that you're sitting down, when you open it up, you'd be amazed how much health insurance costs.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about the high cost of health insurance the 4 decades I've been in business. That's a hot topic from the get-go.
Yep.
Okay. You got to be aware of what health insurance is going to cost.
Hey, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but we have talked about this in the past as far as insurances in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just read a story yesterday. Progressive is dropping 100,000 of their clients because of hurricanes.
Okay.
Boom. Done.
Well, some companies have pulled out of Florida.
Right.
A lot of companies
have
pulled out of California.
Yeah.
And when your company pulls out of the state, there's a mutual company that pulled out of Minnesota here a year or two ago.
Sure.
You got to scramble, okay? That means you have to sit down with an agent and figure out new coverage.
Yeah.
It's a hassle, okay? Insurances themselves are a hassle, but it's a necessary evil. You got to have it, okay?
That relationship is huge.
Yes. So you work with I've worked with the same agency for years now, and I work with Tiffany as one of the rep CSR people down there.
Yeah.
Great relationship. I know I go in once every year, about middle of December. She reviews my stuff, and basically I say at the end, Tiffany, you got this? Yep, got it.
Sure.
All right, you got
me. She knows what you want.
You got me covered the way I want to be covered?
Right.
Yep. Everything's the way you want it. All right. What? How much do I owe you? Type thing.
Sure.
Realize that if you could pay it by the year, if the pocketbook could take the hit, you get a pretty good discount if you could pay it once a year, mm-hmm. too.
True.
It's like 10%.
True enough.
With most companies.
See, we were talking going into the break about vacations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe being able to take some vacation, extra vacation time, that kind of deal. I read a piece this morning. The number one thing in today's world that people want when they go on vacation at a hotel, super fast Wi-Fi so they can check in with work. That's not vacations.
When Helene and I vacation, we do not. The office gets a hold of me if they need to. Okay. But my staff's been around for so long, they generally can handle almost anything that can happen.
Yeah.
I do not check my email on vacation.
Yeah.
I put a notice there, hey, I'm on vacation this week. If you need immediate assistance, call the office.
Sure.
I don't check it out. Again, I do have the machines with me.
Mm-hmm.
If Denise gives me a call and say, Tom Jones, one of our clients, has some questions on his investments that I was unable to answer, could you call him tomorrow at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, that's pretty few and far between, though.
But it does happen. I don't mind calling clients when I'm on vacation.
Oh, sure. Because you can rub it in. Guess where I am?
I've actually had clients do that this spring. This winter, one of the clients called us from Mexico to be, Niles, guess where I am at? And I know him well, and I said, I hope you're getting a sunburn wherever you're sitting.
Exactly.
He goes, I'm getting a little toasty.
nice.
So, yeah, this people put put these, how many times have our phones binged into
I've had four today, and I just, you had what, two or three?
My phone just lit up again.
Yeah.
Okay, so five ways, we'll wrap up today. Five ways to make retirement a little less scary. Retire to something, not from something.
Oh, perfect.
Retire to something, okay?
Yeah.
Cash is king. I can't tell you how many times on a weekly basis I sit down with people who come in from the workshops, referrals, radio show, or other means they come to us. Mm-hmm. And we sit down with them, and they have no cash reserves. So if you know what hits the fan, they're scrambling.
Right.
Well, I always can dip into my 401k. Okay, that's taxable. Mm-hmm. I could borrow from my 401k. Man, I don't like that to begin with. I could cash in a brokerage account, just like some stocks I could sell. Mm-hmm. That's all taxable things. Nowadays, money market accounts at banks are paying a fairly good interest rate. Mm-hmm. So to have a money market account at your local bank that's totally liquid, you flip on here, we get some hot weather here pretty soon, you flip on the switch to turn on the AC and nothing. Well, you're going to have somebody come out, yep. And then maybe the... And you can't put the Freon that the old ECs use. You don't have that anymore.
Right.
So you got to replace the whole shooting match. I don't know what it costs to replace an AC. They usually do the furnace at the same time.
Lots
of money. I know we did ours seven, 8 years ago. It was $8,500 back then.
I was going to say at least 10.
Oh, it's probably double that. Okay. Yeah. So have cash on hand. Have a financial plan. If it's nothing else than a legal pad or a notepad with notes on it.
Can I add three little letters to that financial plan?
Sure.
NER. Have a financial plan. NER.
Okay. Sure. Number four, have appropriate asset allocation. Some people nowadays are kind of scared of the market, mm-hmm. which I'm okay with that. But don't have all your money set in a money market account at your brokerage account earning nothing. There are opportunities out there with the safety nets around them to participate in the market without risking your investments.
Sure.
There are safety nets out there.
Niles, you know why people are afraid of the market? Because they don't understand it. That's, I will never understand it as long as I live, but I know someone who does.
Well, I never understand those 100 buttons you got in front of you.
That's right.
11 years, I've never... I think I pushed
this. This is the on and off buttons, the most important one.
I pushed the sneeze button.
This is the most important one right here. No, just kidding.
Shut me off. Also, number five, I have an income plan. Know where your income's coming from every month. Know where your expenses are coming off. So again, have a plan in place. Good place to start is coming to one of our workshops. If you're unable to attend, we have a fair amount of people call the office. We just can't make that 6 p.m. workshop.
Yeah.
Can we just come see you? Sure. We get those calls all day long.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, the show is May 1st. So if you're hearing the show on a Saturday or Sunday, go, it's not May 1st. It's the 4th or 5th. Well, we record. The Wednesday shows are live almost all the time. And the shows are replayed Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 9.
Yes, sir.
So if you're hearing a replay, that's why.
Great stuff today.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll be seeing you next week.
You bet. Niles Gens, folks. Gens Financial Services, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Their phone number, 258-3688. And, of course, that is area code 320, 258-3688. Online at GensFinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.